Today we celebrate the name, the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus, traditionally a Franciscan feast, as well as the Feast of the Church. Franciscans have been noted for preaching the name of Jesus and putting it on banners and taking it into the Crusades, and you know, Saint Bernardine of Siena did that, other Franciscan saints. And we praise the name of Jesus today. We exalt the name of Jesus because it is blasphemed in so many ways and taken in vain in so many ways. But the name of Jesus is not only useful, but it's powerful and helpful for us in our prayer life. We call on the name of Jesus, and it draws us closer to his person, his divine person. And it helps us to stay close to our Lord, as opposed to, you know, using the word like maybe Christ or Lord or God, these things that are more distant, useful in some forms of speech. But when it comes to trying to grow closer to our Lord, trying to grow closer to God, the name of Jesus is the best word to use, and it is his name. It does bring us closer to him. You know, in the Old Testament, we weren't able to call on the name of God. We weren't able to say his name. They had to use other terms. But now we are giving the specific name of Jesus. We're able to see his person in the flesh. We're able to see his image as a human person, human being, and we are able to draw closer to him in that way. So the name of Jesus is powerful in that way. We need these things to draw us closer to God so that we can love him more. And we want to bring others to our Lord, closer to our Lord too. So we preach the name of Jesus. We talk about the name of Jesus. We try to give the name of Jesus to our neighbor and to the world, which is losing the name of Jesus. They won't say the name of Jesus. People are embarrassed, or you know, it's not mentioned in Hollywood. It's not mentioned in the movies. It's not mentioned in these places. People are, so to speak, ashamed. And so we must speak the name of Jesus boldly, because we love Jesus, we love God, we love this holy name, this name which is sweet to the taste, sweet to our lips, sweet to our heart, and sweet to the world. And it's a name that is dreaded by the demons. It is powerful, and it really does draw grace upon us. It is the word to use, the name to use, to help us to foster our prayer life, to draw us closer and closer to our Lord. And so it's a gift from God that the Jews did not have in the Old Testament. We have this gift, as we have the images of Jesus, as we have the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It draws us closer to God and helps us to love him more. So we proclaim the name of Jesus, we preach him, we use his name in that powerful way to cast out Satan, cast out temptations, cast away anything that's evil, and to really distinguish those who really love God, really love Jesus. They call upon his name and speak of his name and broadcast it in neon lights and banners, in loud words, shouting the name of Jesus to the world that needs Jesus, that needs him, because his name means Savior. We all want to be saved from our sins. We all want to be saved from hell. We want to be saved from evil and from things that bring us away from God. So let us cling to the name of Jesus, preach it from the housetops, and love it, and bring others to love the name of Jesus.